Okay, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Tzadi Zayin and Shabbos, the 160th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Tzadi Vav on the base. Rav Yol did it last time, but 7.5 years ago. I don't think I got that far. So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, 5 lines from the bottom. Mikoshesh zet slavcha. This week's parsha, there was a Mikoshesh who collected Eitzim. Who was that? So there's this vague man who's Bamidbar. Malahal and Slavchad, Afkan Slavchad. Divre Rabbi Akiva. That's a Shita Rabbi Akiva. Amalar Rabbi Yehuda and Maser Akiva. Benkachu Benkachat Asad Litin Din. Esadin. The fact that you reveal that this is Slavchad, you're going to have to pay for this. In Kitvarecha Terikistai Vata Megalo Esad. If you're correct, the Torah didn't spell out that Slavchad was the Baal Beira, and you're spelling it out. Vilav atamotzi lazal osa tzadik. So you did something wrong in either direction. Ve'elaha, but what must have Rabbi Akiva thought? In other words, the response to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maser is, gamar gzeirah shava. He learned gzeirah shava. In other words, he learned that the Torah had already revealed it. By saying Bamidbar, the Torah had already revealed it. In other words, sometimes the Torah reveals something to us with Gzeirah Shavah. Okay, you know, for us, many times Gzeirah Shavah is not so clear, but for Chazal, that's already considered as if it was revealed. So Gemara says, Lo Gamar, must be Rabbi Yehuda ben Maser held that it wasn't revealed. Ela Mehecha Hava. So what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maser think Slavchad was? In other words, because the pasuk says ki v'chetoy meis. So what avera did he do? Mi v'yapilu. The pasuk says v'yapilu la'los el rosh ha'har v'aron bris Hashem Moshe lo mashu mikerem achne. Klal Yisrael tried to go up after their averas and of rejecting the divine providence, and they themselves tried to go up, and for that they were punished, and he was killed there. Keotze badover ata omer v'yichin af Hashem bom. So Gemara says we have another example of where you have Rabbi Akiva revealing who someone's identity was. Vayichar af Hashem bon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset at them. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Maser, Akiva, Beinkachu beinkachat osulitin esadin. You're going to have to pay for it. Im kidvarecha haTorah kista. So the Torah. The Torah doesn't say that Aaron got saras. The Torah just says that Miriam had saras. Yet the pasuk says v'icharaf Hashem bom, and Rabbi Akiva reveals that that's Aaron. So mamanushach, the same argument. Im kitvarech haTorah kista v'atam megaloso v'imlav atam moitzilas alos etzadik ve'lo haksiv bom. I. What about the fact that it says bom, and bom is going to be a remez to Aaron? Because it's Belashan Rabin. So Gemara, and in other words, Hashem got anger at two of them. Now the only two people that were around in speaking bad about Moshe was Aaron and Miriam. So it must be the other one was Aaron. Ahu ben Azifa ba'alma. No, it doesn't mean that he mamish got saras, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him some type of anger, some type of rejection. But not as full as saras. Remember that the halacha is that someone who has tzaras has to go min ha-machane. They're treated, one can't go into their four amis, like an avel and so on. Tanya, kimanda amar afar nitzareya. There's another pasuk that seems to say that. V'chsiv v'yifen aron al miriam v'hine mitzaras. Tana, so we understood, what's the lashon v'yifen aron? Aron, turn. This is all parshas ha-shavua bonus. All this is mamish... So he was he turned from the tzaras. He was turned from the tzaras. In other words, that he himself had tzaras. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, now what's Reish Lakish have to do with the previous Gemara? The previous Gemara spoke about alluding to someone as having done a particular avera, like Slavchad and Aaron. So the Gemara Reish Lakish talks about assuming that someone did an avera. Amar Reish Lakish, Achoshe b'ksherim, loke b'gufo. someone who's choshed on a kosher is loka begufa. That's why the custom, the little children here in Eretz Yisrael, if you're choshed b'ksherim, they say, now give me a bracha. So what is that? What's that idea? So that's to be able to be masaking that that loka begufa. V'chseh v'hein lo yaminu li. V'gal yekameh kocher brichu d'behem ne Yisrael. And it's revealed in front of so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael won't believe me, the Galia Kamei Kutcha Berichla, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the Mehemne Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael believes. And this is a beautiful Chassidish Gemara. The Gemara says, as bad as Klal Yisrael has always been, and Moshe Rabbeinu is critical of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that deep down he believes them. So Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Hein Lo Yaminu Li, no, the Galia Kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mehemne Yisrael. Amar Loi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is probably a makar for Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev to always be mekanter on Klal Yisrael. Amalei hein maminim b'nei maminim. Va'ato ein soiv chalahamim. They themselves are b'nei maminim. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, think that their level of amuna is not so high. You yourself are going to fall into that category that you're alleging. Hey, ma'aminim d'chsev ayam ein ha'am. Bnei ma'aminim d'chsev em in Bashem. Ata ein soif chalahamim. Shenem ayan lo himantem bi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayom Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron, Ya lo himantem bi lahakdishen le'enei bnei Yisrael, about hitting the rock. Lo himantem bi. I told you to speak to the rock. Mimai d'loka. How do we know that Aaron, going back to the previous Gemara, that Aaron was one who received Tzaras, d'chsiv, ayom Hashem lo od, havei no yodcha b'chei kecha. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to bring his hand from his chek, and therefore he was punished. Excuse me. I erred in that. Umimai d'laka, how do we know Moshe Rabbeinu, that said that Klal Yisrael won't believe me, that he was laka? That and the pasuk continues. Moshe was laka b'tzaras because he was choshed on Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said yan lo aminim bi, and he was punished with tzaras. Amar Rava, v'itaim Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, mida tovim meheres lavo mimida peroneos. You have when HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to reward someone, he receives that reward faster than someone who needs to get punished. The ilu b'midas peronos, because when it comes to being punished, k'siv vayotzia vihine yodo mitzaras kasholet. So when Aaron, here we're going back to Aaron, when Aaron took out his hand, excuse me, no, Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he took out his hand was tzaras kasholet. The ilu b'mida tova k'siv vayotzia mecheka vihine shava b'kivsarov. So the Gemara is making an interesting deal from the Lashon HaPasuk. Vihina shava kivsarov. Vayotzia mecheka vihine shava kivsarov. It already returned. It already become healed when it was inside his breast. In contrast, he took out his hand and then it was tzaras kasholet. So the mida tova happens faster than the mida pranimus. So it had already returned and it was fine. It's a very strange line. The next line of the Gemara, quotes another pasuk for an entirely different thing in regards to the mateh of Aaron. The pasuk says, "Vayishlichu ish mateh vayu l'sinim vayiv l'mata Aaron es matosan." So the mateh of Aaron had swallowed up the mateh of all of the Egyptian officers. There are two nisim. Number one is the snake had become a mate, and then the second nis was that it swallowed up all of the other matos. A little bit unclear what I was alluding to when I said strange is what exactly is the Gemara doing over here. Is that everything else in the Gemara you can understand the train of thought, but over here, why did the Gemara bring in vayiv l'mata aron? So the Chassam Sofer says that the Gemara is following up by the Midah Tova. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a Midah Tova, so then the first thing that should have happened is that the Matah of Aaron should have swallowed them up immediately, even before it became a Matah. And the answer to that question is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Nes B'toch Nes. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu always brings the Midah Tova first, so you should have had it immediately swallow up the other Matos. Okay, there are other explanations. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Let's look back in our Mishnah. Let's make sure we have our Mishnah 100% clear. The Mishnah says, three lines in on Tzadik Vav and Aleph, Mirshus HaYachid L'Rishus HaYachid Mirshus HaRabim Be'emtza. So we have some type of case of someone who is transferring something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, and there's a Rishus HaRabim in between. Rabbi Akiva, Mechayiv, V'Chachomim, Potrim. Akiva says, Yechayiv, and the Chachomim say that you're going to be Potter. Okay, so that's Machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. What's unclear is the parameters of this Machlokis. What exactly is happening? Are we talking about that it's being transferred above 10 tefachim, lower than 10 tefachim? Are we throwing? Are we passing? So the Gemara is going to clarify all of those things, and along the way, talk about many halachos about transferring items when they're in the air. Boy, Rava, lamata me'asar pligi. Rava asked the following question. Do we say that Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim are arguing when it was passed less than 10 from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza, Ubaha Pligi, and what would be the machlokas if it's less than 10? To understand what the Mar is about to say, less than 10 Tvachim is considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. Higher than 10 is not as attached, within the Rishus HaRabim, is not as attached to the Rishus HaRabim. The Mar Sov Armin and Kluta Kimin Shehunkla, one man d'amar holds that the airspace as if it rested there. So the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that since it passes through the airspace less than 10, then it's considered as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's more than 10, everybody holds its potter. And we don't learn the halacha of Zorek from Moshe. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi points out that when they passed, take a look, it's the first line of the narrow, Shahaya Bavodas Halavim Lamal Measar, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. When they passed to each other, they definitely passed Lamala Meyud. So the Gemara is saying that Lamala Measar, if you're going to hold the halachis that's potter, then you're assuming that Maishit, which is Chayiv, Zayrik, you don't learn from that. And therefore, if you did it more than 10, by Zarek, you would not be chayiv. And that's this mandama. Odilma, and that would be the machlokis. In other words, the Rabbanim would say that you don't learn Zarek mimoshet, and that why, and that when if it's lamala me'asara. Odilma lamala me'asara pligi. Or do you say no, that not only do we say this in regards to less than 10, even more than 10. Lamala me'asara pligi. We have machlokis even more than 10. Ubahakli pligi. The Marsava Yalfinan Zarek Mimoshit, that the Shita of Rabbi Akiva is that we learn Zarek from Moshit, because in our Mishnah we're talking about Zorek, and the halacha is that just like you're chayiv by Moshit higher than 10, Rabbi Akiva says you're going to be chayiv for Zorek. Umarsava Layafinan Zarek Mimoshit. And the Chachamim hold you don't learn Zarek Moshit. Avalamata Meyud, but if it's less than 10, Divya Kol, chayiv, everybody's going to hold you chayiv. My time includes the commission chadami. Because you hold Kluta Kamishincha. In other words, Rava is saying, are the Rabban and Rabbi Akiva arguing about the rule of Kluta Kamishincha or not? And that's going to depend on whether you hold, you learn Zarek from Moshit. So that's Rava Shaila. Amar of Yosef. Hamilsi Bailei the Rav Chizda. This Shaila was posed to Rav Chizda, Pashtanei Alei. And he was Poshit. Rav Nuna was Poshit for him. Mehai, Mirushus HaYachid, Mirushus HaYachid. If you have a case of going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus HaRabim is in the middle, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv v'Chachamim Poitrim. Rabbi Akiva holds Yechayiv v'Chachamim holds Yipotrim. Midika Omar b'Rishus HaRabim Atzma. Now you remember I told you that the Iker Rishus HaRabim is less than 10 Tfachim. So from the Lashon of Rishus HaRabim Atzma, Pshita L'mata Me'asara. We're talking about less than Asara. So the Machlokis is by less than Asara. Ubimai. And what exactly is this case where it says Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Va'ever b'Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza. Ilema b'mavir l'mata me'asara hu d'mechayiv. That we're saying that if you passed it under 10, l'mala me'asara lo mechayiv, That's what the case is. That's not true. Because here we're talking about passing. Here we're not talking about throwing. So it's lamala me'asara. Everybody agrees you're chayiv. Shekei masa b'nei kas, like we saw from that Rashi. That masa b'nei kas was always above 10. Elalav b'zoirik. Ah, now it's parallel to our case. Because it must be that's talking about throwing. Ulamata me'asara hu d'mechayiv. It's only because it's less than 10. Lamala me'asara lo mechayiv. But more than 10, you're not going to be chayiv. And that's Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is only going to be chayiv you then less than 10. So the Rabbanim, who say that you're not chayiv even when it's less than 10, must be because they hold, since it doesn't stop there, it just goes through the airspace less than 10, then we say that didn't rest there. And Rabbi Akiva holds kluta kemishin uchadami. And the Rabbanim hold bikluta lav kemunachdami. Bikluta shemashahuncha pligi. That's what they're arguing. Shmamina. So that is explanation number one. The Gemara doesn't spell this out. From years ago, I wrote in a number one, right by this line of the Gemara, that this is explanation number one of the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. That they're arguing about whether we say kluta kamu shehinka when it's less than three. The Gemara then goes on and says upliga, but this explanation is different than Rabbi Lazar's explanation. Pliga the Rabbi Lazar, the Amr Rabbi Lazar, Mechayiv ha'yir Rabbi Akiva, filu ma'ala me'asara. So this shita holds that Rabbi Akiva holds that you're chayiv even above 10. Does anybody remember if I made a shakal? I did, thank you. V'hai diktani rishus harabim atzma. And this that it said, rishus harabim, in other words, the pshat in the brisa is not the way you had understood that rishus harabim atzma means that's less than 10. Lo diacha koach the rabbanan, to tell you the koach of the rabbanan. In other words, that the rabbanan hold that the halacha is that he's going to be potter, even though it's considered Rishus HaRabim Atzma. Upliga to Rav Chelki Bar Tuvia. Rav Chelki Bar Tuvia had a third explanation. Dam Rav Chelki Bar Tuvia, here I have number three, explanation number three, Toch Shlosha. No, the Braisa is going to be talking about between 3 and 9 Tvachim. Toch Shlosha, if it's within 3 Tvachim, the Divrei HaKol Chai. That there's no Machloikis. Everybody holds, that's considered as if it rested on the ground. Lamala me'asara divrei hakol poter. And if it's above 10, then everybody holds its poter. Migimel v'ad yud, but if it's from 3 to 10, then bavu l'machlokis Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. Then that brings us to the machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So we see that this issue of whether Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham are arguing about kluta kemisha unkadami is going to be dependent on these three explanations of the Braisa. Now the Gemara deals with the Toch Gimel. What is the fact, what is it about Toch Gimel that Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva both agree that you're going to be chayiv if you're passing through three tfachim of within the ground of the Rosh Hashanah? Tanyanam b'hachi, b'toch gimel d'rei kol chayiv. L'mala miyud einu ela mishum shvus. And above 10 is only in Isser d'Rabbanan. Why are we talking about an Isser d'Rabbanan above 10? So Rashi says in Divrei Maskil Bishum Shvus, Rashi says something really interesting. If you pass from a Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, so Rashi says, then in such a case, but if it's above 10 Tvachim, it's not Mamish Rishus HaRabim, right? We said 10 Tvachim is up until 10. But still, are you allowed to pass, we're in the same building as Rav Dovi Shenkman. Is Rav Dovi allowed to pass something from his neighbor, from him to his neighbor? So if there was no Erev here, the answer is no. So that's the Isser over here. The Isser over here is, when there's no problem, just think of the porches over here. There's no problem per se of the Rishus HaRabim because it's above 10 Tvachim. But the problem is that if you didn't make an Erev, then you're not allowed to pass from one porch to the next. So that's the problem of Shvus. Okay. Ma'ala me'yud enu el mishum Shvus. The only thing you're going to have is the Erev, as Rashi says. Vim ha'yum shua shalo. What?
We said before that Moshe is even above 10, though.
Is she
the
Hogan then? No, now we could be talking about Zarek. But if it's Dovi has two porches, then Mutter, then it's going to be Mutter. Migimel Vara Sara. But what happens if he has two porches and that's between 3 and 9 Tvachim? Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv Echachamim Poitrim. So then Rabbi Akiva says that one is chayiv, and the chachamim say that's going to be potter. That's a machlokes. Amar marma yeshuya shalom mutter. This that we learned, that if it's
if it's his same rishus, then it's mutter lema da havi tufta the rab. That seems to be at first glance a kashan rab. Did my shnei bottom b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. This is a mishnah in Erevin that if you have two houses on two sides of rishus harabim, rab arfuna amar also lizrok mizel lizeh. Ushmua mutter lizrok mizel lizeh. Rav holds that you're not allowed to throw. You're not allowed to throw, even though there's no iser avotza because it's lamala me'asara. There's no iser at all, but it's still aser. Why didn't we say that if it belongs to the same person, it's going to be mutter? So the Gemara says, "V'lami ukimna." No, it's not a kasha. V'lami ukimna. He can go demidli chad u'mitzi chad. The zimni nafal v'asul asuye. When does the Mishnah Erevin say it's aser? That's when you have two porches that are not entirely level. And so then it's a lot harder to throw, because then you have to throw on an angle to get from one to get it to land on the other one. So therefore, since it's more likely, you're more likely to miss. And then you're going to have to go down the stairs and pick it up, and you're going to have a likelihood that the individual is going to want to pick it up and bring it to the other porch, and that, of course, is going to be usur. So in such a case, Chazal said it is usur, when the porches are not on the same level. But if the porches are on the same level, then Allah is that's going to be mutter. Okay, so that took care of that problem. We put a big period here. I told you we're going to discuss the three tfachim. So the Gemara now discusses it. How do we know that this idea that if it's considered three tfachim, it's considered mamish part of the ground, and it's considered that everybody would agree that it's as if you had it rest on the ground? Where does this din come from? Amalei. So he said, the Gemara suggests, first, Rav Hamnuna suggests an interesting pshat. The Gemara says, it's not possible to flatten the Rishus HaRabim to the point that Likit V'Rahimi are things that are used to flatten. It's not possible to flatten every bump in the road that isn't going to be that's less than three tefachim. In other words, it's possible to flatten things out in general. But you know, it's possible to take down a mountain of dirt that wasn't supposed to belong over there, and Rechom Mordechai Eliyahu, so that's possible to take down. That's shy to take down. But to make everything level to the point that there's no bumps of three tefachim, there's going to be bumps in the road. There's always bumps in the road. So within three tefachim is all considered one area of Rishus Ram. So that's the first pshat. But if that would be so then even three tefachim as well should be considered as attached to the ground. What's the Gemara's kashi yihachi gimel nami? So the Gemara is asking, then where did you get this number three from? In other words, even three tefachim you can't flatten. In other words, the Gemara is saying then the shear should have been a little bit larger. Visu, and another kasha. Hadisnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishal Shal Defanus, Milamala Lamata, when it comes to Ilchasukkah, that if you lower the wall, instead of starting from the bottom up, you go from the top down, if it's higher than three tefachim from the ground, then it's possible. But if it's less than three, the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. Now, if the whole svara was the svara that you can't flatten everything, and that's how three tefachim work, leave aside our first question. Maybe it's normal to have larger than a little bit than three tefachim. But question number two is that why would this work in Hilchos Sukkah? What does this have to do with Hilchos Sukkah? Why would it be that if your wall is within three tefachim of the ground, because there's a bump 10 feet away, but it's not there, it's not where the sukkah is, obviously the sukkah needs to hit the ground. So obviously that pshat doesn't work, because we use it in Hilchos Sukkah to say as if it closed all the way to the ground. Question mark. So the Gemara says, no, over there has nothing to do with closing it up, except for the concern that goats are going to run underneath, and if goats are able to run underneath, then it's considered as if the mechitza is gone. Asks the Gemara, Tenech lamata, but that's not true, because that is an explanation for below. Lemalamai. But the halacha is that if you have the wall going up to the schach, if it's within three tefachim, it's considered as if it's closed there. So ma'ikal meimar, what are you going to say about that? So your answer is incomplete. Ella, so therefore the Gemara entirely changes pshat. Kol pachos mishlosha kelavadami, that anything that's less than three, we have the idea of lavud, that halachically it's considered closed, hilchasa gemirila, and that is halacha l'moshe misinai, It's not based on any other explanation. Tana Rabbanu, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachad BeEmtza. If you have Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachad in between Rabbi Mechai V'Chacham and Poitrim, Rebbe says, Yechai L'Cham say you are potter. Here we're talking about Zorik. Okay? We're talking about Zorik, and we have a Machlokas, and this is the inverse of what we were speaking about up until now. Up until now, we're talking about Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim BeEmtza. Excuse me, up and... Yes. Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim BeEmtza. Now we're talking about Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishus HaYachad in the Emtza. Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayim. Lo Chayiv Rebbe, Elam Rishus HaYachad Mekura. When did Rebbe say that you're Chayiv, when you throw in between? That's when it comes to Rishus HaYachad that has a roof on top. Damrinam Besa Kaman Demal Yadami. So then, if there's a roof, it's considered as if it's closed up area. And it's considered as if it rented there, it rested there. Avol she'ein mekura lo, but if there is no roof, then it's not considered as if it rested. Amar Chana, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mechayev Hayi Rebbe Shtayim. Achas Mishum Hotsa, V'Achas Mishum Achnasa. Not only does Rebbe hold your Chayev, you can be Chayev for two. Both in terms of Hotsa as well as Achnasa. Yatsa, Rav Chana, V'Kakasha Le, Rav Chana was asking, L'meim Rebbe Mechayev Rebbe, I told him in Mokonav. Now this is quite a chiddush. To say that he's going to be Chayev on Hotsa as well as Achnasa, that means he's saying that you're going to be chayiv a tol mokumah, because we know that Achnasa is a tolada of Hotsa. V'atani Rabbi Yomer Dvarim Hadvarim Eila Hadvarim. Chazal say Eila Hadvarim, and they say Eilu Lamites Melachas Shnei Lemoshe Misinai. These were the Lamites Melachas. Take a look at Rashi. Gabi Shavas Tchsiva V'Yakel Eila Hadvarim Shetziva Hashem Dvarim Mashmatrin Hava Mina Mar Bichat Hotlas Eila Bigmatria Tlas in Vishesh. You have 36. So then you have 36 plus those three.
This Rashi comes from somewhere else, I think.
Yes, it's mentioned a few times, correct. Uminyana lamali, and why do we want to emphasize this number? Al karchach ladas, kamachatos adam ischai behelim achad. That if a person does this behelim achad, how many times is going to be chayiv? And that's what we had, Reb Dovi, before, on daf ayin amad aleph, we had this before, correct. So therefore the point is that Eilat Varm that is meramis to 39 is coming to tell us that you're only going to be chayiv if you do 39 malachos for 39 karbanos. And what happens if you did the tolada and the av? That's only going to be one chiyuv. So the Gemara asks, so why are you going to be chayiv for hotzah and achnas in this case? Amar Rav Yosef Marahanim Nisni V'Kashulei Rebbe the Rebbe. You asked this question from this mishnah as a student Rebbe the Rebbe. I had a similar type of question. Anana the Rebbe Yehuda Masnina V'lo Kashulei. I had this kashan of Yehuda, and you didn't ask this. Why didn't you ask another question? A very similar type of case. The sign from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. If you go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, va'avar arba amis b'Rishus HaRabim, Rabbi Yehuda mechay v'chacham in poitrim. So if you go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, he's walking, and he walks through the Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayiv, and chacham say, you're potter. So wait, what's going on? What exactly did Rabbi Yehuda say, you're chayiv on? What exactly did Did the Chacham say your potter on? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mechayiv by Rabbi Yehuda, Shtayim. What it meant when it said that Rabbi Yehuda is Chayiv, the Chiddush over here is Rabbi Yehuda say your Chayiv twice. Achas Mishum Avar, Hatzav, Achas Mishum Avar. Disakadai to Chodu the Mechayiv, because if he's going to say one, that doesn't make any sense. Mechal, the Rabbanan Patri Lagami, Rabbanan say your potter, Ha'afiklon, Rishus Eachel, Rishus Arabi, went out from the Rishus Eachel to Rishus Arabi. So it must be that you're chayiv twice. And here's another example of where you have Rabbi Atana, this case Rabbi Yehuda, before we were talking about Rabbi, who says that you're going to be chayiv betold of the mokomach. Says the Gemara Mimai, Dilma loyal me melcha Rabbi Yehuda chadun mechayiv. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayiv one. V'rabbanan patel legamri. And the Rabbanan hold that you're actually potter for everything. V'eichim mishkach asla, k'goyim da'omar adenach galeh rishis haramim tanuach. He makes a tanai, and he says that I have no interest in making a hanacha until I reach the Rishus HaRabim. I have no interest in making a hanacha. So therefore, since he said that he has no interest, so then it's not going to be considered as if he did an issur. The Gemara spells out, Ubahakam Lifugi. And this is the Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mina Kluta Kamisha Honcha. Rabbi Yehuda says, we say, Kluta Kamisha Honcha Visavida La Machshavta. And his machshava was taken care of. He did his machshava. In other words, he throws it through the Rishus HaRabim. The Chachamim say that since he didn't intend to have it land in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not going to be considered malacha. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care, because kluta kamisha oncha. Rabbanan sabri lo min kluta kamisha oncha, v'lo asav vidalei machshavto. So his machshava wasn't achieved, because his intention was for it, he had said, ad nafgalei l'rishis harabim, they wanted to leave the rishis harabim, and it didn't. Lo asav vidalei machshavto. Okay, so therefore, we have the machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. And the machlokis is not in regards to Toldo v'Mokamav. Toldo v'Mokamav, we don't have anybody that's going to hold that you're going to be chayiv. This asks the Gemara, Aval Toldo v'Mokamav lo mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda? Lo salkadaitach. I have a case where it seems that Rabbi Yehuda does hold that you're chayiv at Toldo v'Mokamav. Disanya, Rabbi Yehuda mosif es hashovet v'hamidagdik. Rabbi Yehuda added shovet and medagdik. Now shovet is passing the shuttle through the weave, and the medagdik is banging down the cloth. Okay, so the Gemara here is talking about the different isurim of weaving, and the Gemara is saying that you're chayiv both for shovet, passing the shuttle, as well as medagdik. Amar lo sacham sebaktim shovet hareu bechlal mesach. No, shovet is included in mesach. Mesach is a tolada of oreg. It's another form of oreg. That's what they said to him. It's included in oreg. Medagdek harei bechlal oreg. And medagdek is also included in oreg. So they were arguing about the nomenclature. What do you call it? But Rabbi Yehuda was going to be mechayiv you on two different things, even though it's a tolada of a makamav. My lab of dinu l'tarvai behadei adadi. So the only av you have over here is oreg, and you have a tolada of mesach. So why are you going to be chayiv twice? Must be that even though you do it at simultaneously, you're chayiv for a tolada of makamav. So this that we got through saying before, that the machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is only a case of kluta kamusha oncha. But when it comes to a non kluta kamusha oncha case, so then in such a case, then Rabbi Yehuda would, then the Rabbi Yehuda would hold that we don't say Tolda the Makamav. Over here we see that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv the Tolda Makamav. Says Gemara, no. Mimai. Dilma lo oilam da avdu le lechuda v'halechuda. He did each one separately. Rabbi Yehuda, Tolda Makamav lo Mechayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no Chiyav the Tolda Makamav. Ubahaka miflegi. And rather there's another machlokis. Rabbi Yehuda savrahani avos ninu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shovet and Medagdik are two separate. Avos, Rabbanan Sabri Hani Tolados Ninu, and the Rabbanan hold that these are Tolados. So in our Havamina, we thought that Shovet and Medagdik are going to fall into the previous construct of Mesach and Oreg, and now the Gemara says that even though you and I never heard of Shovet and Medagdik as being separate Avos, Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that way. Teda Diktani, Rabbi Yehuda Maisif, the Lashon's Rabbi Yehuda added, Iyamet Bishlema Avos, if you're going to say they're avos, my mosif, mosif avos. El Yamar told them, my mosif, what would be the lashon mosif? Mosif means Rabbi Yehuda added more avos than we were aware of. Itmar nami, Rabbi Yosef, tamim tavayim, lochai Rabbi Yehuda el achas. Rabbi Yehuda only holds that you're chayiv one if you do the tolah de mokomav. Amar Ravina Vashi, my disel kadai mekar, de mechayiv, hayu Rabbi Yehuda shtayim. This that you originally thought that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayiv shtayim, ilahacha kaboyla, ilahacha lo kaboyla. The Gemara is now going back to our case of when he's throwing the item. So we saw that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we had a havamina that you're going to be chayiv shtayim. So the Gemara asks if when he's throwing it through the Rishus Hayachid, from the Rishus Hayachid into the Rishus Harabim, so Memanashach, what was his kavana? Was his kavana that it should land in the Rishus HaRabim, or was his kavana that it should land in the Rishus HaYachid? Let's take a look at Rashi. It's true that you could say that he was chayav tol makamav. Here, you don't have, his kavana has to be of one of those two malachos. It didn't go from four in the Rishus Rab. Elo tzalachadeu the mechayiv. Votzar richel David. If his kavana was to throw it out into the Rishus Rabim, so then his kavana was to do hotza. V'lahacha, but if he wants to do the other thing, I will eitzla yitziyah kabalu. The tanuach achal itself dalid lo boila the tanuach. V'les lezrika dalid v'lo mechayivla. The beinah akira mitchilas dalid b'rishusaram v'anachal itself dalid b'rishusaram. So if his kavana was for it to rest in the rishusarabim, then his kavana wasn't yitziyah. So what did he focus on? So Gemara answers amalei ba'omer kol makom shetirtza tanuach. He says wherever it's going to land. That's what I want. I want it to be one of those two things. Anywhere it lands, I'm okay with it. Say, either if it lands and I did a hotzah, I'm happy with that. And if it lands and I did ma'avir dalet amos, I'm going to be happy with that as well. So therefore, he'll be able to be chayiv for two. Says the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom, sheet, and eskavin lizork shmona, v'zarek arba. Once we get into this idea, a person threw it, and he didn't necessarily have a particular place he knew he wanted it to land. So if he was mechavin to throw it 8 amos, and he threw it 4 amos. Hare kosav shem yishima. The Gemara has an interesting havamina over here. The Gemara is going to reject it, as Tosas points out. But the Gemara's havamina is that if he throws it 8 amos, he intends to throw 8 amos, and he throws it 4 amos, he's still going to be chayiv. Why? Because just like if you write Shimon, but you only wrote the shin and the mem, you're chayiv. That the Gemara tells us later on. Just like the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv on kuf gimel and alf, the Gemara tells us. Why? Because as long as you write two coherent letters, that's enough to be chayiv. So too, says the Gemara over here as well, you did half of the maisa. You didn't do 8, but you did 4. So you did half of it. So we see from writing that just like when it comes to writing, you're going to be chayiv if you do 2 elsiyos, so too when it comes to throwing. So the Gemara continues and analyzes. Again, the Gemara is going to reject this shortly, but the Gemara continues and analyzes. Niskavin lizrok arba v'zarek shmona. If he intended to throw 4 and he throw 8, mahu. What's halacha? Mi amrin ha'afikilei. Do we say at the end of the day that he threw it? He threw it even more than 4, but he threw it 4. Or do we say, no, he intended to throw it 4 and not 8. It must be, that's why the Gemara is mentioning this now, just like over there we said, so therefore you could be chayiv for two things. In theory, according to Rabbi Yehuda, except you have the problem that's a toldo and makom av, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. But in theory, you could say kol makom shetirtza tanuach, so too over here. Here we're not talking about where he intended to throw it 8 and he threw it 4. Rather, he just threw it, and then he's going to be chayiv, even if it doesn't go 8, it goes 4. He's still going to be chayiv. Utka amrit hare kasa shem yishimin. Aye, what happens if a person intends to write shimin and he only writes shem? Mi dami. No, hasam kamad lo ksiv shem lo michtiv le shimin. When he writes there, when he doesn't write shame, anytime he doesn't write shame, he doesn't write shema. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that when you had in mind to write shema, you also had in mind to write shame. Kanireh, then in those days, it wasn't a mem sofit. Maybe. So therefore, when he wrote shin mem, so then when he intended to write shema, he intended to write those two letters, and that's the shir. However, says the Halakha Gemara, Hacha Kama de lo zarek arba lo mizruchi leitimni. The Gemara is saying a lumdus in sports. The Gemara is saying that throwing something 8 yards, an 8 yard pass, is not a 4 yard pass. Vaharaya, that if you wanted if the receiver is 4 yards away and you throw it 8 yards, it's going to get intercepted, and vice versa. So when it comes to shame mishimon, nichlal and shimon is shame. However, when it comes to Zrika, you can't say the same thing. You can't say that you intended to throw 8 and you throw 4. Joe Montana and Tom Brady would never accept such a slara. You can't have such a thing. 8 and 4 is not nichlal in the 8. Memela, the only way you're going to be able to be masbir is that he says, kol makom shetanuach. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the next Gemara.